This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora.
How many coffees have you had today?
Two.
Me too.
And now I'm drinking a Pepsi Max.
We're not sponsored by Pepsi, by the way. It's just we're all getting on a real caffeinated caffeine buzz today. So
Caffeine Monday.
There's going to be some... I mean, it's all in anticipation for this week's anniversary album.
It's probably appropriate that we're drinking caffeine to get us ready for this album. Because everyone's going to go, you know...
Go apeshit, essentially.
We're looking at The Prodigy today, Music for the Jilted Generation, which is turning 25 years this year. It was obviously released in 1994. And obviously I'm picking this album as a kind of tribute to Keith Flint, who sadly passed away last week.
Very
untimely and very unfortunate.
Yes.
But obviously The Prodigy were massive, massive in the 90s and continued actually to be so right through till this year, actually.
Well, it's kind of like similar to there's particular bands that you kind of come across in your teenagehood. And this is one of them.
That's exactly right.
And it's always quite fresh when you hear it. But I remember seeing it because this album's from 1994. I remember kind of growing up with The Prodigy.
Yeah.
So
they've always been there.
Yeah.
Kind of in the background.
Yeah, you couldn't really avoid it, you know.
No.
Yeah.
So they formed in Essex in 1990, and obviously by 1994 they'd released one album in 1992. It was called Experience, and they were quickly building this following within the growing electronic rave scene in the UK and Europe, and also this scene called the big beat scene, which a big beat music is kind of a style of electronic music which uses lots of samples, loops, and lots of heavy break beats, and it's quite a close association to techno and acid house. And you'll definitely hear that on this record. It's very techno-y.
Would you say it's more aggressive?
It is. It can be very more aggressive. It's kind of in your face. It's quite punchy.
Yeah, punch you in the face.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And everyone just goes, argh, you know. And obviously Keith was a bit of an front man.
He was amazing. Yeah,
he was. Yeah. And other people at the time were also involved in the scene. Obviously, the Chemical Brothers, Fatboy Slim, Cut LaRock, etc. Even early Groove Armada, I guess. So yeah, it was quite a big scene at the time. And but in 1994, there was a bit of a clampdown on rave culture and the rave scene. And
these kids with their raves.
The Tories introduced this thing called the Criminal Justice and Public Order Act.
No.
And that was like, you cannot rave, you cannot do this, blah, blah, blah. And they kind of like made it a crime to like have these large gatherings and...
Yeah, know, I mean, they look
take
pretty,
lots of drugs and listen to big beat music.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, what else would the kids do?
I don't know. Stay at home and watch movies, or
yeah,
do they have? They didn't have PlayStation by 1994.
Where there's a rave, there's a way.
Exactly.
Oh wait, where there's a will, there's a rave.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. And in response to this, the Prodigy went into the studio and, in part, based this album. It was kind of. That's the Pepsi Max talking.
Excuse me.
Very sorry.
Yeah, that bit was sponsored by Pepsi Max.
Yeah. So this album was kind of a response to the act that was passed and the crackdown that was taking place, and it resulted in quite a heavy album with lots of samples and loops and drawing strongly on this kind of techno sound and also old school jungle as well.
Cool.
And hardcore break beats as well. So I'm not going to do much talking because we've got some great songs to get through.
Yes.
So we're going to start with Voodoo People. And this is the fifth track and third single of the record. And you'll get a sense straight away with this track of the more kind of hardcore techno sound that they embrace on this record.
There it is.
Voodoo people.
This is good workout music, isn't it?
I'm somewhat out of breath after that.
I'm out of breath too.
Also, shout outs to Matt, whose 40th will be very soon. Happy birthday. Glad that you called up. Thanks for calling. Yeah, got a couple of texts in as well. Memories. People are going down memory lane.
Damn right.
With this, some people are claiming, yes, this is the better album. I mean, I love The Prodigy. And who else? Shop BFM, great choice for a Monday. Fantastic.
Oh, pleasure.
Glad that...
It's definitely got a Monday vibe, you know, get you out of your seat and
start
the week in a positive way.
Yeah, wow.
So the next track we're going to play is track 10 and the first single released from the record. It's called One Love. And this has quite a ravey feel to it. If the other one didn't have enough rave feel to it, this one's got an even more ravey feel to it. The album version is an actual edit of the original because they had to trim it down in order to fit all the songs on the CD for mastering, as you do. So, yeah.
Back.
For those of you who have just tuned in, this is Morning Glory with Geneva, and we are doing anniversary albums with Sam mm-hmm. Smith, looking at the Prodigy.
Yes, looking at music for the jilted generation.
Yes, and we've had a couple of texts in. Hey, do you remember the 90s film Hackers? Bit of this album was in there. Very fitting. What a vibe. Awesome. Good album choice, although Keith Flint was still just the dancer and didn't really come up into his own until Fat of the Land.
That's true, yes.
Yeah.
For this album, he didn't really have much to do with the production. It was on the following album that he kind of became more of a player, I guess, in terms of his vocals and stuff. Yeah.
And another one came in, although my second choice of Prodigy albums experience was the number one, it's Defo Got, in my own opinion, the best track they ever did. No Good, Start the Dance.
Ooh. Hot takes galore.
Hot takes galore.
All right, shall we talk about how this album was received then?
Yes,
all right.
Reception.
So it did very well, actually. It went to number one in the UK and number three down here in little old New Zealand. Prodigy have always been popular in New Zealand. They've come here so many times. And actually, their last ever show with Keith was actually in Auckland.
What?
Yeah, exactly. So if you were at that show, text in.
Yeah, good on
well,
you.
What did you think?
I know that they blew everyone's minds. Yeah, I was real jealous.
Well, now you got
super jealousy.
It's an extra special now.
Yeah,
critics also liked this particular album. Rolling Stone magazine called it trippy, and that it generated universal dance fever.
Mm.
It is quite a trippy record. It was also nominated for the Mercury Prize in 1994, and NME voted it one of the albums of the year. It's since gone on to be considered one of the band's best works and one of the best albums of the 90s. Q Magazine voted it one of the best albums of the last 50 years, and Spin Magazine ranked it 60 in their best albums of the 90s list. So it certainly held up well as an album from that era and as an electronic album as well. As for the band, they kept playing and recording right up to this year. They released 5 more albums and remained very popular right through their career, and very influential as well on electronic music, dance music, even rock music as well.
Yeah,
lots of styles were influenced by their music.
Can't avoid.
No, you can't. It kind of
influential.
It was a moment when like rock fans and dance and electronic fans kind of came together.
Yeah.
Yeah, in harmony.
In harmony.
Exactly. So on that note, we're going to finish with track number 8 and the fourth and final single off the album. It's called Poison. I know Matt, who phoned up, was a big fan of the song. So this is for you, I guess.
And for everyone else.
And for everyone else.
Yeah.
And yeah, this has got that classic big beat feel to it. And yeah, it's just a tune.
Well, thank you very much, Sam. And I can't wait to see what you bring in next week anniversary albums.
Ka kite.
Ka kite. It's got a bit of a quiet beginning, I think. Does it? Is it working? Was that supposed to happen?
It's playing.
It is playing, eh?
Yeah.
It's just really quiet. Maybe my software's gone a bit funny. Oh no, there it is. No, okay, sorry. Something's gone wrong with this particular track.
Really?
I think so. Okay, I'm just gonna do it the old-fashioned way. Give me a second.
The
This is building the ambience.
Yeah.
Just building the
I know,
the sensation, anticipation, the ambience. We've got another text coming.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to read it out?
I will. Come over there. Hang on.
Yeah, come over here.
Talk
some more.
So, this person saw them in 1992 with the Chemical Brothers. Wow, that would have been cool. So this is obviously before this particular album came out, In Support, and saw him. He went to the Auckland show. Oh, that would have been really special. So good for you.
Okay.
Right, we've got it.
Hopefully this one will work.
Fingers crossed.
What's that? Can you hear it? We found it.
Someone on the phone for you.
Oh, fuck's sake. Trying to rock this fucking tune, man.
I got the
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.